last couple of weeks we've been talking about Bishul B'Shabbos. We're speaking about Bishul D'Oraisa. What qualifies as Bishul D'Oraisa? We still have to get to all the Gezeiros for Rabbanan. Shehiyah and Chazara, leaving something on the fire, returning it to the fire, even if it is Mevushal completely. But we're still talking about Bishul D'Oraisa. What calls it Bishul? So last time we discussed the concept of a Kli Sheni, that the Gemara in Shabbos and Avnem says that Kli Sheni ain't a Mevasha. But if you put something into a secondary vessel, it's not the Kli in which something was cooked on the fire, but rather you've transferred from the Kli Rishon, the Kli that was on the fire, the pot, let's say, directly connected to the heat source, and you pour the food, you pour the liquid into the Kli Sheni. So the Gemara says Kli Sheni is ain't a Mevasha. That means even if it's yatso lettuce, though, right? We defined all the different principles, right, as we're going along. Even if it's yatso lettuce, though, it's hot enough that it can be mevashel in a kli rishon, but in a kli sheni, it's not going to be mevashel. And we mentioned the famous chilik of Tosfos, that the distinction between kli rishon and kli sheni is that kli rishon, the defunos are mechamemos, the walls of the kli are mechamem what's inside because it's sitting on the fire, as opposed to kli sheni, the defunos are the kairos, they are cooling down the item, because the walls of a bowl or a cup or some kli sheni, they were never exposed to the heat, so they're makarer, they're going to cool down the item. And we said that the yesod is that it's ein darko l'kach. Even though physically it's the same heat, if it's yatzo lettuce on the kli sheni, you'd imagine it should be able to cook the item. But since it's ein darko l'kach to cook in the kli sheni, so therefore that's viewed as a shina gomer, and chazal are not even going to be gozer on that, that's why it's mutter to put into a kli sheni. That's what we described last time. But we mentioned that there's an exception to the rule. That's what's called kalei habishul. Things that get cooked very, very easily, we assume that there is bishul even in a kli sheni. Even in a kli sheni, what kind of an idea is that? If you say kli sheni, ainu mevashel, achar kalei habishul should fall under that rubric, even if it's kal to be mevashel. But in the kli sheni, if it's not mevashel, if it's the ain dark of a kal, what's the question? So it might be, no, by Kali Abishul, it's dark of a kach, even in the Kli Sheni. Because it's so easy for it to be cooked, so therefore, even in the Kli Sheni, it's dark of a kach. So that's why it's going to be usar even in the Kli Sheni. That's what we discussed. The Chavos Das, Yerideya, clears a very important chakira, a question about this sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos is chilek, is world famous chilek between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Right, that the funus mechamemos, that's defined as a kli rishon. The funus mekaros, that's a kli sheni. That's the chilek between the two. So, frankly, Chavos Das, what's the ikar of that yisod? Should we say that in order to be defined as a kli rishon, you need the funus mechamemos? Perhaps we can say that as long as you don't have the funus mekaros, it's still called a kli rishon. Now, what's the key? Right, we know that in a kli sheni, you don't have the funus mechamemos, and you do have the funus mekaros. What do I mean? The funnels of the kli and the kli sheni, whether it's a cup or whether it's a bowl, they're cold, right? They're not heated up from before, they're cold, right? Room temperature. Now you're pouring something hot into the bowl, so the walls of the bowl, the walls of the cup are going to cool down the item that's inside the bowl, the item that's contained within those walls. So what's the key over here? Do we assume that kli sheni, einu mevashel, the funnels on the karos, they're going to cool it down? Or maybe as long as they don't have the funos mechanimos, as long as they don't have something that's heating up the substance and keeping it hot, that's also not going to be mevasha. What's the middle case? What's the bit of a middle case? Where I don't have the funos mechanimos, but I also don't have the funos mekaros. Should I call that a kli rishon? Should I call that a kli sheni? Sounds like a very lamdish idea, but how is that lamaisa? Like what's... So the classical example of this item is what's called a dover gush. A solid substance, piece of particle, right? A potato from the cholent, a hot potato. A piece of meat, right? It's a dover gush, it's a solid item. A solid item doesn't form to the kli that it's placed in. It touches the bottom, but the sides of the item are not forming to the kli. So the kli is not going to have a hashpa, as much of a hashpa on a dover gush as it has on a dover lach. That's the key, right? The Dover Gush maintains its temperature for much longer time because it's not affected by the walls of the Kli as much. Because it doesn't form. It's not like soup. it's not like you know, hot water that forms, right, that touches all the sides of the kli. That's the question. What's the status of a davar gush in halacha? We assume that a davar gush, even the kli sheni, has a din of a kli rishon. It's as if it's still in the kli rishon. Or do we say no? It's in a kli sheni. You took it out of the pot. You took it out of the whatever item it was cooking in. It's not directly exposed to the heat anymore. I don't have the phonos mechamos anymore having an effect on this davar gush. So should I say that since I don't have the phonos makaros to the same extent because the davar gush is only touching the bottom of the kli, but its sides are not touching the kli? Right. So since I don't have the phonos mechamos, I should say. Since I don't have the funus makaros, I should say it still has the status of a kli rishon. Or should I say no? Since I don't have the funus makaros, it has the status of a kli sheni. That's the shot. This is a major machlokes, the Rama and the Marshal. Marshal in Yoridea, the famous shita, where he is, it's his chumra. The Marshal's chumra is that davar gush is dinok kli rishon. You put a hot piece of meat into a kli sheni, you cut the piece of meat with a knife, that knife was used in a kli. It's like that knife was used in a kli rishon, and all the halakhos of a kli rishon are going to apply to that knife. Okay, so if you cut that knife, you cut the hot piece of meat, you know, with a milchaga knife, it'll asa the knife, asa the knife, asa the meat. You know, everything can become asa if it's a ben yomo, if the knife was used within the last 24 hours for hot milchigs. It's mamish like you put a milchaga spoon that was used in the last 24 hours into a cauldron of chicken soup. Because even though this meat is in a kli sheni, api din, it's viewed like it's in a kli rishon. It's the chumra of the Marshal. And the Ramah says, no, the davar gush in a kli sheni is in a kli sheni. So that's it. It's in a kli sheni, even if l'chatchila would be machmir, that a kli sheni, perhaps, there could be some kind of oblia, some kind of absorption. But in the Yavin, we're not going to be machmir, so there's much more room for kula according to the Ramah. That's in Hilchas Issa Veheter regarding belias. Do we assume that a davar gush, even though it's in the klisheni, it's dino kli rishon? So we treat it as though whatever utensils, whatever items are touching it, that's like mamish, it's in a kli rishon. And we say no, it's viewed as though it's in a klisheni. The question that the poskim address is, if we're machmir for the Marshal, to assume that a davar gush is really treated as a kli rishon, for issa v'heter, for belios, for meat and milk and things like that, what's the din regarding Shabbos? Should we say that even according to the Marshal, it's machmer the davar gush, there can be belias, there can be absorptions, transfers of taste back and forth. That's true regarding issa v'heter. But to say that it's mevashel, bishul is a different category. Maybe it's not mevashel. Belias, issa v'heter, maybe it has a din of a kli rishon. But for bishul, no. But we say, no, it's hanuhak, it's the same thing. If it's viewed as a kli rishon according to the Marshal regarding issa v'heter, then it should be mevashel on Shabbos as well. That's a machlokes achron. The Magen Avraham assumes that, according to the Marshal, it's going to be mevashel too. That's the chumra of the Magen Avraham. For the davar gush, you have your piece of meat from the cholent, right? It came out of the kli rishon. It goes into the kli sheni. It's even in your kli shlishi, right? You brought the cholent in some kind of a serving tray, and now you've put it into your plate. Now it's a kli shlishi, but it's yatzo lettuce bow still. It's yatzo lettuce bow. So as long as it's yatzo lettuce bow, the davar gush, right? Well, the davar gush that's yatzo lettuce bow, even though it was in the kli sheni in the interim, but it's still, if it's yatzo lettuce bow now, then it can be mevashel because nothing's mashpi on it right now. Nothing's mashpi on it right now. So maybe we should treat it as being in a kli rishon. And maybe I couldn't put something that was never in this mashal. If I have some kind of I don't know, if I want to put, let's say, water. Let's say I want to put a little cold water on top of my potatoes. Something cold on top of my coleslaw, right? Let's say you make a coleslaw, right? So it's pretty common that, you know, at a Shabbos meal, in the middle of the Zmiris, you have your cold, you put your cold cuts there, your potato kugel, your cholent, right? Coleslaw. Right? Have I covered all bases on that? Right? So you have your piece of, big piece of meat, piping hot, right? You keep on touching it. Boiling hot, you're not going to touch. You're going to finish the zemer first before you're going to touch the piece of meat, right? So is it okay for the coleslaw start to run and to get near the piece of meat? Would you put your coleslaw into a kli rishon? I mean, you wouldn't put it into your soup. I understand. But that's lechora what's happening over here. If you take the Marshal seriously and the Magen Avraham, you apply the Magen Avraham to the Marshal and say that what the Marshal is saying, Dover Gush, is like a Kli Rishon. It's not just a din in Belias, but it's a din even in Shabbos. That's called Bishul. It can be Mavashal. It's not called a Kli Sheni at all, even for Bishul or Shabbos. So then you should have to be careful that your coleslaw should not be mixing with your piece of meat. Because if it mixes with the piece of meat, you're going to be Mavashal, the liquid in the coleslaw. Tamam Achman for such an idea. The Chavis Das disagreed. Chavis Das says he doesn't think that the Marshal would be Machmer on Shabbos because when it comes to Bishul, if you don't have the Phonos Machamimos, it's Dinoka Klisheni in the same Mavashal. It's regarding this halacha that the Chavis Das is Machadesh, is Yisod. He thinks that the Yisod of Tosfos is that you need the Phonos Machamimos to be called Kli Rishon. You don't have the Fanas Machamos, it's not a Kli Rishon. So Dover Gush, from today till tomorrow, regarding Belias, you can say that a Dover Gush is hot enough to create Belios of Issur Heaven. But it's not hot enough for Bishul. For Bishul, you need the Fanas Machamos. And since the piece of meat is in a Kli Sheni, and it doesn't have the Fanas Machamos, even though there aren't the Fanas Makaros really affecting it so much, because it's still Yatzal Lettuce Bowl, and it's open to the air, it doesn't matter. The Chavis Das says that if there are no Defanos Machamos, it has a din of a Kli Sheni regarding Bishul. And therefore, he would say that there's no problem. The Magen Avraham obviously would disagree. The Magen Avraham would say that even if you don't have Defanos Machamos, as long as you don't have Defanos Makaros, and you have Yatzal Lettuce Bowl in the item, something that came out of a Kli Rishon, it has din of a Kli Rishon until it's not Yatzal Lettuce Bowl. Adkan. Okay, so that's a major machlokas, whether we should be concerned about Dover Gush, not regarding Issur HaHeder, it's regarding Shabbos. Can we extrapolate? You know, it's two chumras, really. It's a chumra of the Marshal against the Ramah and Yerodeah, but then it's taking the Magen Avraham, another chumra. Right? But it's not just a chumra, I mean, it's a chumra that we paskin. Like we are machmer for the Marshal when it comes to Issur HaHeder. So now the Magen Avraham takes it one step further. He's machmer, even for Shabbos, to assume that according to the Marshal, there really is Bishul in a Dover Gush. That's why there are some who are machmer to have a separate bowl for the cholent, so that it shouldn't mix with all the other liquids that haven't been cooked as of yet. Yeah. It's a psikration. It's a davar shen miskaven.
It's on your plate, but you don't want it.
So you're saying it's better than a davar shen miskaven. It's a psikration to lo nichale. Like you don't really want it to happen. You don't really want it to happen. That's the problem. According to the Aruch, some those who learn Ksubis, the Aruch holds Psegresha de lo nichale is mutter, but we hold it's still an Issa de Rabbanan. So that's the problem, that even though it might only be an Issa de Rabbanan, but there's what to be machmer for us. It's not so clear that just because it's a Psegresha de lo nichale that there's room to be maker. The Pshimon Eider in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes for Moshe Feinstein, wanted to be mekel regarding one thing though. Maybe you'll be machmir for the coleslaw and the meat, but let's say the liquid that you're putting on the meat has already been cooked before, like ketchup, liquid condiments. And most of the liquid condiments that we put on, ketchup, mustard, and other things, they've already been cooked. Moshe wants to say that if it's already been cooked, so what are you dealing with now? You're not really dealing with bishul me'ikar adin. You're really dealing with the chumra of yesh bishul achar bishul v'dav alach. Right, we talked about this at great length. Right? So if you're not dealing with Bishul Me'ikar Adin, because really Me'ikar Adin, we hold it Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. The ketchup has already been cooked. It's reached Yatzal Lettuce Bowl in the vat, in the company that's making the ketchup. You don't see that cooking, but it's not just tomatoes. It's not like they slice the tomatoes and crush them and make ketchup out of it. They cooked it with other items, with olive oil, with other things. It's been cooked up. Right? So you're not really talking about, it's not like the coleslaw that really is only liquid, right? It's liquid, it hasn't been cooked, or the vinegar and the other things that apparently that hasn't been cooked, whatever you put into the coleslaw. But the ketchup has been cooked up already, the liquid condiments, the mustard and other things that we use, that has been cooked. So you're really not talking about bishul of something that has never been cooked, rather you're thinking, you're talking about bishul like a bishul but avalach, talking about Moshe. The only problem over here is Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dav Alach, and really, you're fiddling with two chumras together. You're being machmer for two things. If you're going to say that you can't put ketchup on top of your very hot piece of meat that comes out of the cholent, then you're being machmer for two things. First of all, you're being machmer to assume that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dav Alach. And you're also being machmer to assume, like the Magen Avraham, that the Marshal's chiddush about davar gush applies not only to issa beheta, to belios, to absorptions of meat and milk, but even to bishul, defining what is called bishul. So Dr. Moshe doesn't think that you have to put two chumras together. Two chumras is so, that two chumras we don't have to put together when it comes to bishul b'shamis. So if you're only talking about the chumra of yesh bishul achar bishul, coupling that with the chumra of the Magen Avraham, that davar gush in a cliche, and he really has a din of a kli rishon, and it's mevashel. As I find, so far you don't have to go. So he suggests that you can be makel to put liquid condiments on top of the piece of meat, but to let the meat mix with liquids that have not been cooked as of yet, maybe it's appropriate to try to separate them as much as you can. So you can have a separate bowl for that challah. I don't know if you have to go so far. Just keep them in different parts of the plate, and lechora you won't have a problem. Yes.
Didn't we say the Maharshal to say that the davar gush rishon is a problem for us plus the Magen Avraham's having the chomer?
So I don't think the Maharshal, when it comes to issa beheter, I don't think we treat that as. I mean, I guess we're not treating that as a chomer, because if not, then what's the chomer? I mean, what's the double chomer? It's already a double chomer. Right.
Don't we say that would be a chumra over?
I guess we're assuming that these two chumras are the same. You're basically saying, are we machmer on Shabbos by davar gush? That's chumra number one. Then there's a different chumra of bishul when it comes to yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. To say that the Magen Avraham is already a chumra al gabi chumra, so that's too far, because it's the same chumra. He's just interpreting the Marshal in a certain way. Rav Moshe assumes that that's not called a double chumra. But two different types of chumras in bishul b'shabbos, that's called a double chumra. Yes?
Last week we talked about that green sheni shlishi, that it doesn't look like bishul. So it doesn't matter if it's hotter than yasvar as well. So would that apply here as well? That even though the bar gush is hotter than
More than yatzar lettuce, right? We've not discussed the concept. Yeah, I think even if the davar gush is in a kli shlishi, it doesn't matter, because if you're machmer to assume davar gush is dinah for kli rishon, what you're saying is a davar gush that's yatzar lettuce bow is not affected enough by the kli that it's in. So even though it's been transferred, but it's still yatzar lettuce bow, it's going to cook just as much.
Right, but I thought we said that by cliching shlishi of the liquids, it's when Tosos said that the walls are cold, what he's saying is he's not saying it's necessarily making it not yas lettuce bow. He's saying that it's
ain't darker bakach to cook.
So same thing here.
It's ain't darker bakach to cook the davar gush in the kli sheni or kli shlishi. It's ain't darker bakach to cook the davar gush in the kli. You're saying you don't cook it there. It is normal to put ketchup on top of the davar gush. It is normal. It's not normal to put your coleslaw. It's not normal to put. I hear what you're saying. If you're cooking the davar gush, you wouldn't be doing it there. So if it's ein darko b'kach to cook in the. It's yatzar lettuce bowl. It's hot enough. So if you wanted to. You know, imagine if you wanted to add some kind of a condiment to your meat, right? So would you only add the condiment in the kli rishon? Or no, you put the meat into your kli sheni, and then you can line it with something. So you're saying, but it's still only in the kli sheni. Well, I'm gonna put some kind of, let's say I had salt that was never cooked before, right? So would I not salt my meat in the kli shlishi, right? In my plate, I would put salt on it. I want to add the salt to the davar gush. Is it uncommon to do that? It's not uncommon. So maybe it is darker b'kach to do it in the kli shlishi, since the davar gush is so hot. If I wanted to add some kind of a condiment or a spice or something like that, I really would add it to the davar gush in the kli shlishi. So maybe it's not darker
b'kach. Coleslaw.
No, so coleslaw, it's not normal to do. But if it's normal for anything to be done in the kli sheni and kli shlishi, so then you can't say that it's a shinui gomer. So the coleslaw is takap segreshet lo nichale, but if it's still an issa d'rabbanan, so then it might be awesome. Let's just talk about two more cases before we wrap up. Two more cases that might affect the question of the Chavos Das. what's the ikar of the Kli Sheni? Is it the fact that you don't have Defanos Mechamos, or the fact that you have Defanos Mechamos? Okay, the first of these is Iwri Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon. So we talked about Davar Gush. Now the second, right, the second is Iwri Kli Rishon, and the third will be Kli Shoei, the label. So Iwri Kli Rishon is a big shaila in Rishonim. What's the status of Iwri Kli Rishon? You take something, pour it out of a Kli Rishon, directly, not with the ladle. Right, what's the din of that stream? There are three shitas. Some say it's dino kekli rishon, some say it's dino kekli sheni, and some say kapamas. It's kekli rishon, le'inyan said that it's mevashel kedei klipa. It will only be mevashel, just the outer surface. If it's really kekli rishon, it'll be mevashel bekula. So there are three shitas. Either it's nothing, or it's the same as a kli rishon, or it's mevashel kedei klipa, it's somewhere in the middle. What's the machlokas? So l'chora, the machlokas relates to this question as well. Because when you pour out of the Kli Rishon, so the stream is no longer connected, it's no longer affected, I should say, by the walls of the Kli Rishon. It might be still connected, but, you know, the part that's over here is not being affected by the walls anymore. It's not the Defanos Mechamos anymore. But it's not the Defanos Mekaros either, because you don't have any other walls that are affecting it, cooling it down. So that's L'chora, part of the machlokas over here. If you say that Iwri Kli Rishon is the Kli Sheni, what you're saying is that since it's not really connected to the Kli Rishon, the part that's still touching the water that's in the Kli Rishon, so that's still connected. But all the rest of the stream is not connected to the Kli Rishon anymore. That's why one shita holds it's the Nukha Kli Sheni. The other shita says, no, that even though it's not so connected to the original Papa, I don't have the Defanos Mekaros. I might not have the Defanos Mechamos, but I don't have the Defanos Mekaros, so therefore it's still Dino Kekli Rishon. Because the Koveya, in order to make something Kekli Sheni, I need the Defanos Mekaros. I need something cooling it off. But now something cooling it off, then even though it's not really connected so much to the Kli Rishon, it doesn't matter. If I don't have the Defanos Mekaros, it will still be Dino Kekli Rishon. We are Machme like that middle sheet. Maybe not so much that Iwri Kli Rishon is Mamesh Kekli Rishon, but it is at least mevashel kedei klipa. We're not making like the shita that holds it's kekli sheni. We assume that if you have a kli rishon, not only can't you put something that hasn't been cooked into the kli rishon, but you can't pour from the kli rishon on top of something else that hasn't been cooked. And finally, the third case is the kli shoy, the ladle that we discussed. If you put a ladle into a kli rishon, then you take out and put it into a bowl, is the ladle considered a kli sheni? So that the bowl is now considered a Kli Shlishi? Oh no. Since you put the ladle into the Kli Rishon, maybe we should treat that as a Kli Rishon. And then the bowl is a Kli Sheni, so maybe there might be room to be Machmir in that Kli Sheni, not to put bread into the Kli Sheni and matzah and other things. What's the din? So this too is a Machlokas in the Achronim. The Chavos Das wants to explain based on his Yisod. That if you assume that Kli Sheni ain't a Mevashel because the Defanos are not Mechamimos, so what you could say is here, I don't have Defanos Mechamos because the Defanos of the ladle have not been heated directly by the fire. They're not in the pot long enough to be heated by the fire. As we said, if you leave the ladle in there long enough and now then it's bubbling, then everyone would say that it's, you know, Kekli Rishon. But let's say you just put it in and, you know, you're doling out the soup. You're not leaving it in the pot for so long. So some shitas hold that the walls of the ladle are not warmed by the heat because they're not in the heat long enough. If anything, they become warmed by the liquid in the pot, and that's not enough to be called Defanos Mechamos. So it's the Dinoka Kli Sheni. Others claim, but it's not Defanos Mekaros. You don't have Defanos Mekaros because the walls of the ladle are warm. Even though they were not heated directly by the fire, but you don't have Defanos Mekaros, so maybe I should still define it as a Kli Rishon. It's a Shaila. It's a Shaila. The Shaila, based on this question. So the Mishnah Berurah the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who is Machmer by a ladle, who assumes that it's Dino Kekli Rishon. Mishnah Berurah is Machmer by the ladle, but others point out that the whole idea of the ladle is only a Chumrah anyway. So if it's only a Chumrah anyway, then you don't have to put two Chumras together. What do I mean? It means that if you dole out the soup with the ladle, so there is one sheet that holds that your soup bowl now is Dino Kekli Shlishi. So now you want to put, let's say, bread inside the bowl. You want to put matzah inside the bowl. So L'chora ein bishul achar bishul. The whole idea that yesh bishul achar afia, that's a chumra. Rebbe Elazar Mimetz holds that yesh bishul achar afia, but not everyone agrees. So that's a chumra also. Right? So putting the two chumras together, you don't have to be machmer so much, since the whole idea of klisho ev, the question as to whether a ladle is dinok klisheni or dinok klishlishi, that's a shaila poskim. So to be machmer to assume that the ladle is not considered a klisheni and that my bowl is a klisheni, that's a chumra. To be machmer that yesh bishalachar afia, that's also a chumra. So we don't have to be machmer so much. So as long as you use a ladle lechora, there's room to be mekel to put the bread inside the bowl. Okay, what's the din when it comes to making tea? With this, we're close. Okay, putting everything together that we've discussed, kli rishon, kli sheni, iri kli rishon, all these different halachos. So what should come out when it comes to tea? So lechora, if I have a tea bag that hasn't been cooked yet, the tea inside the tea bag hasn't been cooked. So to put the tea bag into a kli sheni and to pour from a kli rishon, to pour from a tea kettle, a hot tea kettle, or to pour from an urn into the kli sheni, that should be a problem, because that's iri kli rishon on top of the tea leaves that have not been cooked as of yet. And we're machmir that iri kli rishon is at least dinok kli rishon to be mvashel kliba. So that you shouldn't do, right? You're not allowed to pour hot, boiling hot water from a kli rishon onto water that hasn't been cooked, like you take water out of the tap. Now, let's say you want to have a warm drink on Shabbos morning. Right? So there are two ways of doing it. Either you can pour boiling water from the urn into the kli sheni and then add cold water from the tap or cold water from your filtered water, whatever, from some other source. Or you could pour the cold water into your cup and then pour the hot water from the urn on top of it. So don't do the second method. Right? Because that's bishul. Right? That's iri kli rishon into water that has not been cooked as of yet. So that's mamash, that could be bishul daraisa. Right? If you say that iri kli rishon is mevashel kedei klipa min haTorah, that could be bishul daraisa. So better to put the hot water into a kli sheni and then to put the cold water in, because that definitely is not going to be mevashel. We don't assume that water is kalei habishul, that's for sure. Water, that's not kalei habishul. So water into a kli sheni, einu mevashel, at least applies to water. So that's totally permissible. But make sure you do the irui into the klisheni before you put the cold water in. So irui klirishon on top of your tea bag, that certainly would be a problem. So how do you make tea? So first bench you'd say, well, make it in a klisheni. Yeah, but the problem is, if the tea is kali habishon, if we assume that the tea leaves are kali habishon, we know that kali habishon can be mispashal even in a klisheni, so then you haven't solved the problem by doing it in a kli sheni. Even if you put the water into the kli sheni first, then you put the tea bag in, that's still going to be a problem of bishul in a kli sheni, because it's kali bishul. So they say over, Reb Chaim apparently was mekel to make tea in a kli sheni. And the Rav apparently, Paskin, his community in Boston, he used to say to his Talmidim that he made tea in a kli sheni, because that's what the Zayda did. Reb Chaim made tea in a kli sheni, because the Gemara says that tavlin are not kali habishul. That spices are not kali habishul. Since the Gemara says it's not kali habishul, then there should be no problem making tea in a kli sheni, because we assume it's not kali habishul. We don't know exactly what kali habishul is. The Gemara talks about salt, according to one sheet, being kali habishul. Certain types of fish, the Mishnayos say, might be kali habishul. But tavlin, the Gemara says, is not kali habishul. So the Chaim felt that tea is like tavlin, so therefore you should be able to make tea in a kli sheni. That's what the Rav did. And when people ask the Rav, but the Mishnah Brura says that you need to make tea in a certain way that we're going to describe in a second. And the Mishnah Brura says you can't just make tea directly in a kli sheni. So the Rav said, my grandfather knew how to learn well also. He knew how to learn just as well as the Mishnah Brura. So that's what my grandfather did. He passed him, if you can make tea in a kli sheni, so I hope you can make tea in a kli sheni as well. That's what the Rav did. It's not the minute. So some pointed out that the Svara, you have a question?
Do people hold that the tap on an urn is a kli sheni, or that's part of the kli rishon of the urn?
I think we assume that it's probably part of the kli rishon, because it's all one system. It's all connected. It's just as hot. I don't know, is there a separate, goes into an area that's not connected, that's not Yatzolot Esbo first? The Chazon Ish definitely would assume that that's a kli rishon. In fact, I think the Chazon Ish would say that even the first cup is still viewed as a kli rishon, because coming directly, it's like if I were to put a kli into my pot, if I put a cup into my pot and dished out the water, the Chazon Ish would say that cup also is a kli rishon, because it was directly connected to the. But we don't go that far. But I think it, think the urn itself is viewed as a kli rishon, so only the next cup of the kli sheni. And some pointed out that lechora, what the Gemara means that tavlin is not kali abishal, that's because they used to have like spice sticks, like cinnamon sticks or ginger sticks, something like that. Shlomo Zalman, I think, once said that tavlin is not kali abishal because they used to have big tavlin. So it's a big stick. That's not mispashal easily. But if you have like the powdery kind of spices that we have, you have like the cinnamon. I mean, it doesn't take anything to be mispashal. So again, Reb Chaim has a right to his shita. The Rav had a right to their shita. But I think the reason why most people are not knowing that way is because the svara is that, you know, tea leaves are crushed, they're very small. It's hard to believe that they're not going to be mispashal easily, even in a cliche. It's probably not what the Gemara had in mind when it said that tavlin is not kali abishal. That's what some want to suggest. Again, there are different shitas. So let's say you're going to be machmen. Assume that it's not called, it's not bevchinas tavlin, so the kula, the tavlin, and not kali abishal doesn't apply. So how do you make tea? So one solution is to make tea in a kli shlishi. You mentioned that the Prima Godim and the Chazan Ish have a shaila whether we're machmen for kali abishal in a kli shlishi. The Prima Godim, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Godim that kali abishal anam is bashal in a kli shlishi. So there are those who are mekel for the Prima Godim to assume that that you can cook the kali abishal in the kli shlishi. I think Rav Moshe is mekel in the tshuva to Rabbi Eider to assume like the Prima Godim that you can make the tea in the kli shlishi. Mishnah Berurah himself suggests that maybe one should make the tea with essence. Right, make essence, and that will solve the problem. If you cook up a bunch of tea bags from before Shabbos, and you make some kind of a thick essence, so then you can add the essence to a kli sheni. Right, because we said a liquid that's already been cooked. Right, if you are ma'ara onto the tea bags, so the tea bags have already been cooked. Whatever liquid you have that's already liquid that's been mispashel. So now you'd be able to add the essence to the kli sheni, and then even if the liquid is nitzdan in legamri, there shouldn't be a problem. Why? Why shouldn't it be a problem if you're going to add it to the kli sheni? Because right? Even if it's nitzdan in legamri, since the kli sheni eino mevasha, kli sheni eino mevasha, so we assume. What klisheni einu mevashel? Right, so klisheni einu mevashel. It's not going to be mevashel the liquid. Because the tzdanin legamri is only a chumra anyway, right? Yesh bishalach abishal v'davar lach, and it's tzdanin legamri. That's only a chumra. Since this idea that we're being machmir to assume that it's kali abishal. So that's not going to be a problem in a kli sheni, right? To make the essence from before Shabbos, to make an essence from before Shabbos, then even if it is nitzdan in legamri, so then you only have a chumra that yesh bishlach abishal b'davar lach shenitzdan in legamri, and the second chumra that what? That if it's yatso lettuce, well, it's going to be mavashu in the kli sheni. That's the problem. Right? That if it's so hot, if it's yatso lettuce, well, if it's yad nichbeis, well, it's going to be mavashu in the kli sheni. That's what he's concerned about. If it's very, very hot, then maybe there's a chumra that even in a kli sheni, there'll be bishul. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have the essence, then it's okay, because this is two chumras to assume that if it's so hot, it'll be mavashu in the kli sheni. And that yesh bishul achabishul, bedover lach, even if it's mitzvah in the gavi, there's a two chumras that you don't have to be mavashu. I think there's room to be mekel for the Prima Godim. I think you can be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah to make the tea essence. Some people do that. But I think there's what to be mekel for, to say that you can make the tea in a kli shlishi, to be mekel for the Prima Godim, to assume that even if tea is kali abishal, but in the kli shlishi, during the week, you never make tea in the kli shlishi. As long as you make tea in the kli shlishi, lechora, you should be fine.